Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with two of the Little Hawkeye Conference champions, Marissa Hackman and Marissa Farabee. A huge congratulations. You bring the conference title back to Pella for the first time in 4 years. Ms. Hackman, I'll start with you. What does tonight mean, and what does it mean to be able to get another big milestone for the team this year?
I think with it being my senior year, it's just that much more like special to me, obviously. I just want to go out with a bang, have a huge season this year, and it's all been super exciting. So I'm glad we could come together as a team, all the teamwork that we've put in, and just do what we know we can do.
Well, Ms. Farabee, you've had quite the season on the track after a great season in cross country, and you were a big part of that here tonight with wins in the distance races. What did it mean to you to be able to compete at this conference meet, knowing the postseason's here, and how did you feel tonight?
I felt really confident coming to these races. I knew Cutler has trained us really well, and the goal is just to do as best we can and help the team to the championship.
Well, Marissa, so much of this team this year is about depth and teamwork and relays and building and all these other things. What's it been like to be with this group of girls and to just even have this mix, right, of really talented seniors and experience and have these great freshmen who are also coming in?
Having such a variety of girls, like freshmen through seniors, just shows like how we can be a team. We've only known the freshmen for just a few months at this point, but like we've just really bonded together. And
Delaney Reynolds taking the victory lap by herself in the middle of our radio interview, cracking up one Marissa Hackman.
So I guess I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's all right. This is not quite live radio, but here we go. We'll get back to you, Ms. Hackman, and let you get the giggles out. Ms. Farabee, obviously, in terms of the distance crew, there's a lot of depth this year, and it's such a group that obviously bonded in cross country this fall. How do you think that's carried over and helped, especially in some of the relays, and even for you on the track, having seen all these great cross country girls throughout the year now here in track?
Yeah, I love my cross country group and track group. It's been a little bit unfortunate. We've had quite a few injuries this year, so our group got narrowed down to like four of us. But I think we've been working together. I mean, I've got closer with a lot of girls that I never would have thought I would have gotten closer to. And then seeing each other, pushing each other limits, like, say in the 1500, I knew it was Abby cross line that she PR'd without even knowing her PR. It was just an amazing feeling for her.
Well, and for you, a couple school records, too, already breaking some from Caroline McMartin. You've had some great races. You were up at the Drake Relays, top 10 finish. What has this track season been like? I know you had a great cross-country season, but what has it meant to you to be able to carry that over?
This was out of my, mind. This wasn't even my goal at the beginning of the season. My goal was just to maybe break the record, but Drake was not in the picture. But I'm really glad that I got to go, and it was just a great field, being up there with all those great names. It was really surreal, and running in the blue for the first time, I was just... It's a feeling that you can't describe.
Well, and Marissa, you've been to the Blue Oval a couple times. Got to have a great Drake Relays. And now we're in the postseason stretch. And obviously, a lot of things going through your mind as you get ready for this stretch. Tulip time first. And then we get to two of the biggest meets of the season. Where's your mindset at, especially with this group of seniors and this whole team, knowing the goal is to get back to the Blue Oval now that you have this conference title out of the way?
I think we're just going to really focus on training now. Just get even better, work on technique. And just see if hopefully we can cut down some time so then we can compete even better, and the competition will sure help us. But yeah, just really looking forward to these next big meets.
And what would it mean to you to get back to that Blue Oval one last time in multiple events, we hope?
I think, like I said earlier, it would just really be nice to go out with a big bang my senior year. I don't know, Marissa said, it's just a feeling that you can't really describe. So just being there with so many other people who also love the sport is just so meaningful.
Looking forward to a really special night coming up. Districts on Thursday the 11th. That's Marissa Hackman, Marissa Farabee, Little Hawkeye Conference champions. A huge congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.